If you're after a show that's elegant, sexy and sophisticated, just ask Lisa and Pete. They'll tell you to check out Infamous, the cabaret circus sensation, now showing until July 9.
Transformers The Last Night movie review.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
Now, J-Ham, be gentle. I will have you know that I have a room that is full, wall-to-wall of Transformers collectibles.
Oh, yeah? Well, that makes sense to me. The toys are amazing.
At one stage, legally changed my name to Optimus Prime.
Did you really?
I'm not even joking.
With much trepidation, I saw the latest movie, Transformers The Last Night. So in this new movie, Optimus Prime has gone missing. I'm guessing he saw the script before any of the other Autobots. And now there are stacks of heaps of shape-shifting robots arriving on Earth, and it's up to inventor Cade Yeager, Mark Wahlberg. Because when you think inventor, you think Mark Wahlberg. Mm. Cade Yeager has to thwart Megatron's diabolic plan to drain all life from the planet. This leads to many toys fighting each other.
These are troubled times. Without leaders, chaos reigns. Two worlds colliding. You're all that stand in its way.
And now the greatest mission of them all, to turn the tide of human history.
For my world to live, yours must die.
You know what, Justin? Well. Peter Cullen's voice, right? Because that is the same Peter Cullen who voiced the original cartoon series.
Mm, yeah.
Okay? Gives me goosebumps. That, like, I have goosebumps now just hearing it, but I have so many questions for Michael Bay. Why is Hot Rod French? Why is Optimus Prime not a flat-nosed truck? Why is Bumblebee not a Volkswagen Beetle? What have you done to the... Oh, man.
The pain of the true fan. It is so brutal. You know what I just realized while listening to that trailer? What would make a much better movie is just, why don't we just get a camera and film you for 45 minutes with your toys?
What a great idea.
Look, this movie lasted 2.5 hours, which is probably about 2.5 hours too long. Mm. And, like, you know what? Just cut to the chase. Don't worry about any story. Why don't you just get all the special effects and just have the robots fight each other and transform if that's what you want to do. Anthony Hopkins, as you could hear his voice in the trailer, he's in this movie. Good on him for getting a pay packet.
Good on him.
He made Westworld, so, you know, he would have taken less money for that. You know, he made Remains of the Day. He would have made no money for that.
Oh, what a beautiful film.
You know, like, so if he's getting a pay packet, that's good. Yeah. I think it's bad because when you hear the trailer and you hear Hopkins, he immediately brings it a gravitas.
Yes, he does.
And it's like, so you kind of use your power for good. But wouldn't you love to have a wine with Hopkins when no one is around and just say, what did you think of that movie? The script is bonkers, and we learn in there was an earlier iteration of the Transformers that helped out King Arthur back in the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, between this movie and Guy Ritchie's efforts, I'm thinking poor King Arthur needs to be put away until someone with a good idea comes along. Mm-hmm. You know, isn't King Arthur meant to come back when Britain needs him most? And he's probably thinking, look, let's just wait until we see what happens with Brexit. Along with Hopkins, you get to see lots of other actors take a tasty payday. John Goodman, you're a fan, Lise. Stanley Tucci, you know. So good on them. Like, everyone has homes that they have to pay for. So, you know, like, I'm fine with that. Poor Laura Haddock gets stuck with the most Michael Bay of roles that women endure. So she's a smart professor who looks like she moonlights as a pole dancer. So nice one, Michael. That's the kind of thing that he likes to do. Big mention goes out to the sociopathic butler, a robot that rips off C-3PO but can mutate into an Aston Martin.
Yeah, and what's he doing there?
Yeah, what is he doing there?
I don't know.
If I'm Lucasfilms, I'm looking at that and going, I'm going to make some extra coin before my next Star Wars movie comes out. Look, this movie lacks subtlety, humor, and it also waves the good old American flag in a way that kind of makes you barrack for Russia. It was just not for me. So, look, I'm giving Transformers The Last Night 1.5. Donald Trump will like this movie out of 5.
Slicer at bait.
Hey, if you've just joined us and you missed out on the big news today, this is what it sounded like.
You're first through. You've just won $20,000.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Oh, my God, I'm speechless. Oh, I'm so happy. God, that's life-changing for me at the moment. Oh, that's brilliant.
We have been banging on about it for weeks now, that sometime before June 30, we were going to play the same song twice in the 9 till 5 no-repeat workday on purpose.
And we did.
We did. It was worth $20,000, and Carolyn from Guelph joins us on the phone now. So good to have you on, Lisa and Pete, and let us just say, from the bottom of our heart, congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys. I am just so happy, over the moon.
I bet you are. Now, it's a song you'll never forget. What song was it you were listening out for?
It was Coldplay, Something Just Like This.
And you've got something just like that now. Now, it's only been a couple of hours. It's had time to sink in. Were you able to finish off your day at work, you know, like business as usual, or was there a little bit of lightness going on?
Well, there was lightness, but I had to work late because I couldn't concentrate to get what I needed to get done.
Well, you do have 3 kids, so I'm tipping those guys were on the phone pretty quick. Hey, Mum, we just heard. Yeah.
Yes, the eldest daughter rang me. The eldest daughter told me that she should have had a new car rather than a second-hand one last week.
Oh, because you lent her money last week to buy that, that first car, which is such a moment. Well, got that interesting time.
So you've got 3 kids, and we've also learned that you're a single mother as well.
That's right, yes.
I mean, it always comes in handy, but sometimes more so than others.
Yeah.
It does indeed. It does indeed. But it's well-timed, but very, very, very much appreciated.
Yes. Carolyn, you live near me just quietly. I think you can go to our local supermarket tonight and shop without mortgaging the house, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
I probably could.
Yeah, it's a good one, but it's,
I might bypass the supermarket and just go to all the clothes shops.
Oh, yeah. Straight to Karen up. Yes.
Well, we do say on this show that one money is fun money.
Yeah.
But you also understand
20,
that
you can 20 have grand. Both.
Yeah.
That can be practical and impractical.
That's exactly right. I have been considering doing up my kitchen in recent months. So
that's a doable option.
Almost reality now, I'm thinking.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, look, you don't have to spend a lot of money to do up your kitchen. Like a Reno's, they're pretty good these days. So you probably have a bit left over as well. Maybe you could go on a nice little holiday like that.
That would be lovely, yeah.
At the very least, plans for a bit of a celebratory dinner this weekend, I believe.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Well, enjoy. I tell you, Pete and I often say, and it sounds crazy to anyone who doesn't have the opportunity, but anyone who ever has the opportunity to be that conduit between, giving some money to someone, it is the best feeling ever. It's lifted the vibe in the building this afternoon, Carolyn. Everyone's had a great time.
Oh, well, at your expense.
Yeah, we love it. Absolutely love it. Couldn't be happier for you, Carolyn. Look, all the best to you and your family. Enjoy spending the $20,000 whichever way you want to, eh?
Thank you. And thank you so much, 94.5. It is just amazing. Absolutely
amazing.
Our pleasure.
Bye, Carolyn.
Bye.
Look, as you couldn't have put it better, Lise.
It's true, isn't it? It is the best feeling.
Everybody loves it around here. We love hearing that sort of stuff. We love hearing people win the big prizes.
Being able to give the news. I mean, Ross, he was just floating out. He didn't get the 20 grand. Yeah. But it is such a great thing to be able to be involved in. It's so much fun.
Well, as you heard there, life-changing. And look, can't stress enough, because we give out clues as much as we possibly can, usually through the Mix Club at mix.com.au.
We're good like that.
If you want to go and sign up.
Oh, what a beauty. Talking footy with Dennis Cometti for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Good to have you on the show again, Dennis Cometti.
Dennis.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
They say a week's a long time in football, and this week they meant it.
Well, it has been a long time. Actually, Will Schofield is injured, not playing this week. You talk about Pyrrhic victories. That was half the week's headlines, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What's he injured?
He's injured. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him, actually. Too big a night, I didn't check, but Will's out of the team this weekend, so least justice was done, you can't argue. Not exactly a stellar week for justice, though, was it?
No.
Which brings us to
the Bashahuli situation.
Bashir got 4 weeks tonight.
Yeah.
Initially, he was 4 weeks cut to 2 because of his good record and character. Everybody helped out. It was a nationwide sort of telethon. But eventually, they got him back tonight. The AFL protested, as is their wont. Well, they haven't done it before. They were allowed to do it, though. It's in their regulations. They can protest, and they did, and they got what they were after. And I think that's fair enough, because you can't have blokes running around just whacking blokes like he did. So regardless
We talk about a level playing field out there and everything, and as Eddie McGuire said, it doesn't matter if you're Mother Teresa, if you knock someone unconscious, that's 4 weeks. End of story.
Well, initially he got a discounted sentence for good behaviour. Now, we expect them to be good on the footy field, don't we?
I mean that should be an extra.
I wouldn't have thought so. No. I sort of don't see any reason for that. They should get a penalty for a bad record, tack a few on if they're constantly recidivists and going up. But anyway, Basher seems a good guy, and he's got 4 weeks to just ponder swinging that hand back and getting his opponent and knocking him out and giving him concussion.
Yeah,
Basher, you wouldn't be the first, you won't be the last.
You know what?
Right.
And it's an interesting thing, though, the actual test for it. I'd love to see exactly what happens and what goes on behind closed doors when they deliberate, because the going back to the Schofield incident for a moment, as far as I'm concerned, if you throw your hand out and the fact is that you didn't connect, you've still, I don't know, it looks like there's still intent there, right?
You know? I agree with you.
Like
I agree with you.
Manslaughter or whatever it's called. Attempted murder. It was just your lucky day. They didn't die.
Well, yeah, that's
I'm
a heck
strict,
of a pun.
Dan, I'm strict.
It could happen. I'm with you. I mean, what happens even with these jumper punches? You're relying on the bloke who's getting punched not to retaliate. And that's always a dangerous spot, especially for the guy who retaliates. And if he thinks, well, I'll make this worthwhile, then you've got suddenly a Donnybrook, as they used to say in the old days. It's a Donnybrook.
Yeah, Donny.
And, you know, that's no good. I mean, why should the onus fall on the bloke who gets hit to sort of have to worry about the repercussions? He was just chasing his man, just doing his job, cussing that the man was quicker than him.
Yep.
And suddenly, well, maybe not, because the man quicker than him decided to whack him because he was closing in.
He would have been safely out of range.
Anyway.
But no, he went down like anyway, steak.
It's the cards have all fallen, and this is where we're at now. Let's look towards round 15, mate. Tomorrow night, Melbourne and Sydney.
Okay, well, I'm going for Sydney. Melbourne have lost Garlett, so there goes another goal kicker. I would imagine with Jones and McVay coming back into the Sydney side, they should win it, although Melbourne are fifth and Sydney are tenth.
All right, we're straight up on Saturday, Western Bulldogs versus West Coast.
Okay, I did tell you that Schofield's out, didn't I?
Yes.
Hip injury, apparently. Hip.
Oh.
Josh Hill is out. Shannon Hearn's out. Now, this is interesting. Matt Prittis is out. General soreness.
Haven't I just had a break?
I had a blemish or something on that beautiful skin.
Soreness knows no boundaries.
Yeah, that's
true.
You
know, just creeps up on you and suddenly you're sore. I don't get that at all. Well, hopefully he's okay. I mean, they wouldn't drop him. So this isn't sort of the cover all and sometimes a cover up when they drop a player. I think this is Ridgey Didge and Matt Prittis is out of the team.
But general soreness is a good term, isn't it?
Yeah, it
I might use that one myself.
I actually think it's a good opportunity for them to have a look at what the team looks like when it's just Mitchell instead of Mitchell and Prittis. Because I kind of feel like Mitchell and Prittis kind of do the same thing.
Well, they do to a certain extent. They get the ball. But no, you're saying they're slow. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, mate, no.
You know, because you're riding high on that tipping wave.
I know that much. Now, move on?
Yeah, just
well,
quickly.
Well, I haven't tipped yet. I will tip the Western Bulldogs just because I just wanted to disrupt you.
And just quickly, Western Bulldogs and West Coast, you will hear live on Mix 94.5. Carlton and Adelaide, Den.
Adelaide lost to Hawthorn last week, but they should win this, shouldn't they? I've got Adelaide.
Gold Coast and North Melbourne.
Gary Ablett is playing his 300th game. Matt Rosa is back as well. But congratulations to Gary.
Congratulations.
He's had a stellar career, and they're playing North Melbourne. I think they'll win that. And, Ablett's been, as they say, an ornament to the game, a couple of Brownlows, and he was on the front page of the budget last week, or the record. They call it the record.
Yeah.
That's interesting because they must have asked the club, will he be playing? And the club has obviously said yes.
Yeah.
And then he's on the record and he doesn't play. So he might be on the cover. This could be sort of like being on the Rolling Stone, cover of the Rolling Stone, 2 months in a row.
It could be one that's worth a lot down the track. Keep them all.
GWS and Geelong then?
GWS, I think, on top. Hard to find Geelong's form. They're all over the shop and that was a bad loss to the Dockers.
First time ever, yeah. Port Adelaide versus Richmond.
This will be a good game, I think. Port Adelaide keep catching me and the tipping. A lot of teams keep catching me, but Port Adelaide are fourth. Richmond is sixth. A lot to play for. And as we said, if you just joined us, Basher Hooley is out for the full whack. He's out for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
We move to Sunday. The first game off the rank, Essendon and Brisbane being hosted at Essendon's ground.
Hooker is back for Essendon. Dane Beams is out for Brisbane. Essendon, you would think, are certainties in that game.
Right. Now, once upon a time, this would be the match of the round, Hawthorne versus Collingwood.
Yeah, well, Hawthorne defeated Adelaide in Adelaide last week, so that is big. And Ben Stratton is back in the team. Jamie Elliott is back in for Collingwood. Look, Collingwood have killed me in the tipping this year. I keep falling for what is a wonderful midfield. I'm doing it once more. I would hate to stop tipping them and then they win. Oh, I'm going to go down with Collingwood.
Final game
that to me too.
Final game of the round, mate, which you will hear on Sunday afternoon live on Mix 94.5 with your good self, Lockie Reed, Andrew Embley, the Beast, Mark Cometti, and also Tanya Armstrong on the boundary, Fremantle and St Kilda. Oh.
Well, I don't think Fremantle can play finals footy if they lose this game. They're 12th on the table, St Kilda are 8th, but Fremantle have got an abysmal percentage, so it's like having lost another game. Nat Fyfe and Aaron Sandilands return for Frio. Now, that is star power, and I think they'll win, despite the fact St Kilda, when they came here earlier in the season, played the Eagles, played pretty well, and their form, when they play well, they're a good team. But Fremantle for me.
All right. Yep. Now, I don't see a lot of crown action on heads today, but I feel a need to announce the standings so far for the season.
Yeah, go on, Lee.
After in the tipping, Pete got one on the weekend, Dan, and you got 6, which means you have rocketed back up into crown standing.
What did you say? Pete got one?
He got one. I know. I'll just take a moment to let you take that in.
One!
One!
I got one.
Hey, Pete's got one. I'm just letting my wife know. He follows the tips very closely. Hates Pete. Just hates him.
So now you are level pegging at 60. I'm miles out. I'm having a terrible year. But you guys, 60 each.
Guys, we've been going on for a while. We really got to move on. I'm sorry.
Lisa's lovable.
Oh, Dan. Hey, Dan, we'll see you next week. In the morning.
Absolutely.
We look forward to that.
Of course, on breakfast,
Brekkie,
of course.
Yes.
Okay, look forward to it, guys.
Right.
Good on you, Dan.
Good
thanks,
day.
Mate.
You,
have a great weekend.
You too.
Enjoy the short-lived lead, all right? That's fine.
Let's see.
See you, mate.
Lisa and Pete get up to all sorts of hijinks in the studio, but wait till you see what goes on under the Spiegel Big Top. Don't miss Cabaret Circus Infamous, season extended till July 9.